It seems there's a revolution happening, but don't panic. Some revolutions can be good, especially for the environment. 11 years ago, Aaron Wood started a program called Kids Teaching Kids. The idea is that school kids can not only teach and learn from each other about environmental issues, but actually have a right to be involved in adult discussions. It began with 100 students on the banks of the River Murray, but this year at least 11,000 primary and secondary students will take part from all over Australia. I spoke to Aaron Wood earlier, and he told me how the idea started.
There was someone missing from the debate about climate change, and that was the young people. It was those people that were going to suffer the most, and unfortunately, when our politicians talk about the future, it's not them that's going to be around, it's our kids. So it was very much about young people being leaders within their communities and empowering them through giving them good research skills, but also the ability to articulate messages to others.
And how did educators feel about you coming to them suggesting students would be better teachers than they were?
Look, I think it's a very interesting thing. It's a shift in power in the classroom where the teacher becomes the facilitator, but then they're also teaching them how to be good teachers. So it's a real union, I guess, between teachers being facilitators and then the students actually taking that learning through to an end point.
Have you come across any closed minds to the idea, I guess?
Look, I haven't. I must say that it really lends itself particularly well to disengaged students. We don't just learn by lecturing, so it's things like, you know, dance and poetry and drama, all combined with good science that really deliver great kids teaching kids presentations. So wherever we go, there's a real appetite for it. But what our end goal is to have peer teaching recognised as a really valuable tool in that whole kit bag of educational tools for a good, well-rounded education for our kids. Can't just have them being numerate and literate if we don't also have student development running right alongside that.
It's Kids Teaching Kids Week this week, and Aaron's been travelling around Australia, working with different schools. Today's the turn of St John's School in Portland, Victoria. Anne Dickinson is a Grade 5-6 teacher at the school, and she told me the program has a lot to offer, not just for the kids, but for the teachers too.
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm just floating between the activities that are happening. The teachers are just sitting there watching because it's all kids doing, kids teaching, kids learning, so it's fantastic.
And have the kids taught you anything?
I know that when I do see what the kids are presenting, the kids teaching kids, I certainly do learn from their perspective, because I often have a different perspective to adults, and just their enthusiasm for what they're doing is wonderful.
And so is this specifically your school?
My school's hosting it, but we've got 7 other schools who have come in today.
So it brings kids together who might normally not get a chance to meet each other.
Absolutely, and I've got from grade 5 up to, there's a year 12 student who's presenting, and I've got year 7 and 8 students as well, so it's quite a broad range too, which is excellent.
When children become teenagers, quite often they're a bit too cool for school.
Yeah, some kids certainly feel that way, but the passion for the environment just seems so strong with today's youth. Yeah, I think they just all love an opportunity to participate in something like this.
Mm. And how does it make you feel seeing the next generation being so active about environmental issues?
Oh, very positive. They're our future environmental leaders. So, the passion that they're showing today, I'm just sure with most of them will continue on.
Lucy de Gulleton is 11 years old and she's one of those future environmental leaders. She's in fifth grade at St John's School and she told me what her class has been doing.
We've put together a workshop. It's like a board game called Drains and Trees. So if you go up a tree, it'll tell you like a good fact, and if you go down a drain, it'll tell you something like 3,000 of Melbourne's dogs have produce 90 tonnes of dog droppings each day.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That is a lot of dog droppings, isn't
yes.
it? And so is it sort of like snakes and ladders, but with information?
Yeah.
Okay. And how does it feel to be a teacher instead of a student?
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's fun because, we can share our ideas with everyone instead of having the teachers just we be sitting at our desk
So,
listening?
So do you find it's a better way to learn?
Yeah, it's funner.
And so do you think you can teach the grown-ups something?
Yeah.
Excellent. What is the most important thing that you'd like to teach the grown-ups?
Well, just, like, we have ideas and we care about the environment as well and we're the future.